Yo.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I bet.
We're doing it.
You said where Janet?
I'm about to send another link.
You about to send another one that's gonna end this one.
No, I don't. I think you gotta. I think that's the way you gotta do it.
Oh.
I think I gotta send one to each one.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Person, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You get it?
Hey,
No, she back. She here.
yo, what's good? Hey, Plenty.
Hey, y'all.
What's going on?
It's on my thing. How can I change it to my ear? So, well, let me do that.
Change it to what?
Oh, my earpiece.
I don't know, but you need to put your D&D on so you don't get interrupted.
No, I got an Android. I gotta do that.
Do not disturb. Yeah. Y'all ain't got do not disturb.
I got Android.
You fired. <man. laughs>
Hey, y'all don't know. So
I
y'all,
told you
oh,
about
I got it.
Android.
Yeah, y'all gotta relax. If y'all ain't got D&D on that phone,
we don't be mean because we don't buy phones so we can dodge people. We don't do that.
Oh, she said communication.
Y'all too accessible. Y'all too accessible. Y'all gotta relax.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I got all type of D&Ds for fitness. D&Ds for work, D&Ds when I'm driving. Don't call me none. When I'm doing,
you know what I can do? I turn my phone off. It's a power button.
Oh, see, you lost your mind. Now you ain't getting your emails. You ain't conducting business. You wild.
What is a power button? Just turn that thing off. Go to sleep.
No, that's
wild. I got
wild.
My phone. I have a schedule. My phone automatically turns off at like 2 a.m. or something like that.
Oh, we ain't know. Your phone turned all the way off.
Damn.
Oh.
And then it come back on?
Yeah.
Oh, y'all got something different. Y'all got something different. We don't do that.
You know what I got? Peace of mind. Peace of mind. ain't nothing crazy happening. My people's good. At first, I bought all the way in Atlanta. They in Detroit. You called me. You ain't got no hope.
That's 100%.
Not a look.
Yeah, that's 100%.
I ain't rushing nowhere. I'm 12 hours away.
Man, I'm telling you something. So how you been though? How you been? I ain't talked to you in a minute. What you been up to?
All right. What's been good?
I've been living. You know, I see Ashley. You disappeared off the face of the earth.
I did.
Ashley, even you disappear. Ashley, she come and go.
Right.
Yeah. I've been here. I've been living.
That's good. That's
you be
good.
Traveling, first of all, girl.
Where you be Can traveling? You... Where she been traveling to? Where she been going?
I don't know. She been. I think she back home. I saw she was with her people. Plenty. You there? We lost her.
It's an Android shit.
This is why y'all don't get Android.
That's an Android shit. She got a phone call.
No, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. There you go.
Oh, I don't know what happened there. I went to St. Thomas. I went to Philly for the Roots picnic. I went to Detroit a couple times.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, what you doing in Detroit?
Oh, I went to Anita Baker concert. I took my mom to see Anita Baker.
Yeah,
I did that last week.
Go there. Yeah. They said it wasn't good. She said they talking about she was came on the stage talking about she don't really want to be here. She said some wild shit.
Oh, I don't know what concert they was at. She did not say that. They gave that lady her flowers. She said thank you. She bowed. Everybody in that stadium was singing every lyric. Every lyric, and she sounded amazing. She did say she was tired. She's 60-something years old. She
Tell
said
the truth.
She was tired.
Tell the truth now.
She's 60-something years old. She tired. She got a bad hip. She was in her little kitten heel. What y'all expect, auntie?
And nobody want to hear that.
It didn't matter to me. I knew Auntie was gonna be tight. Auntie ain't had no opening act. She still did. She didn't leave off the stage till 11 o'clock. She got on the stage at like 9.
How's she gonna go out there and gonna open an act though?
Cause she is the great. That's how. She did that.
Anita gotta relax. She gotta give people their money worth.
She gave me my money worth. I don't know. I got the videos to prove it. She gave me my money worth.
Talking about her, she tired.
She was.
And not Ash gone, man. Y'all got to get y'all connections together, man. What's going on?
Oh, she is gone. She all the way gone. And I still ain't figured out how to.
What you trying to figure out?
Get you off speakerphone and put you on my earpiece.
I don't know how to do that. You do your Bluetooth. Your Bluetooth ain't connected.
I don't know. There go Ash right there. She's back.
Y'all not focused tonight. Y'all not focused.
No, because I was supposed to have been at home. And I went and did my own home duty. in the backyard, pulling up weeds, spraying weeds.
Oh, you've been working.
So I was supposed to go to the grocery store way before now. So now I'm trying to pick up dinner.
You got to get your dinner on now. Well, this is a good trial run to make sure that we sound good and everything. It sounds all right. I'm a listen back to it because we've been on it for 6 minutes, so we should get a good little glimpse of how it sounds, and then we can recuperate and come back better another day, Monday, Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday. What y'all think about that?
It's up to you. It's up to y'all. Cause I be at home working, so.
Yeah, I want you to.
I
want you to be focused. You ain't focused right now. You running around trying to get dinner. You know what I mean? I ain't got time for you to be talking about picking. I don't know what you've been eating lately.
They got this place called Bar Taco. So I'm about to get me a half a rotisserie chicken, and that's it. And make me some carrots. I'm about to steam some carrots.
Still eating meat.
Yeah, Steven. I don't know what to tell you.
Came on over.
Because y'all be eating that fake meat, and it's just with all that soy and all this potato starches.
And nobody eat no fake meat over here. We over here.
Tell me what is in an Impossible Burger. What is it? Tell me all the ingredients.
Pea protein.
What is that?
Peas.
It ain't no pea. That ain't the only ingredient.
It's the main one. It's the man. Y'all need to get off that. Stop eating all them animals like that, man. Let them animals live. Let the animals live their life plenty. Now you gone. At least we know it worked. We know it worked. Can y'all hear me? Anybody?
I can hear you.
Ash gone.
Ash keep going. You can't hear me? Work,
though. No, I hear you now.
When Ash drop out, it must cut the audio up because I just saw her drop out when you said you couldn't hear me.
Okay. Well, we know it worked. We know it worked. You feel good about the topic?
Oh, yeah, I got lots to say.
There you go.
I got lots to say.
You got a lot to say?
I got a lot to say.
Okay, cool. Well, we going to lock in. Now ain't good, right? You're moving around. I don't want you moving around. I want you to be sitting there so you can really get in. So let's.
Well, if you still want to do it tonight, I'll be home in an hour for sure.
You be home an hour for sure?
For sure, I'll be home an hour because I already put my order in. So I'm about to walk in here and get it. And it only takes me 20 minutes to get home. I don't know what's going on with Ash. She hasn't came back yet.
Okay, so this way.
Well, before you hang up, though, let me leave out and come back and see if I can change the microphone. Oh, there go Ashley. Hold on.
Y'all can hear me?
We can hear you now.
Damn.
Yeah, y'all ain't prepared, man. I knew y'all wasn't right, man.
I'm right.
Y'all ain't right tonight.
Y'all was talking about Bar Taco, and I'm like, hello?
Oh, you wasn't even showing on the screen either.
Oh. But I was hearing everything, though. That's the crazy part.
Really?
Yeah, because y'all was talking about Bar Taco. Or she was saying something about she going to Bar Taco or something.
Mm-hmm. She just disappeared, though.
You told me I knew y'all weren't
prepared. I knew it. I said, they ain't gonna do right tonight.
I'm gonna do right. I'm ready for this come up.
That's what she's talking about, so she got a lot to say.
I'm like, I got a lot to talk about, because we got to get it together, you know. Let me ask you this, though. There she go. Jen.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
It ain't still, it's not going on my earpiece, and y'all super, super low. I don't know.
Hold on. It ain't, you said we low? She got the Android, man. That Android. Oh, I ain't know she had no Android. I just knew she had an iPhone. As much as she liked to talk. But she did used to be low as hell on the other app.
It's the shade.
See, that's that. See, you got to get her the iPhone, man.
I've been trying to get her. I told you, and get an iPhone. She said, oh, hell no.
Okay, yeah. For some reason, when I put it on, it gave me the option when I first come in to change the microphone, but then y'all sound super, super low. So I only could do it on speakerphone.
Mm. Yeah, that's the best way to do it.
On speakerphone?
Yeah, that's the best way.
Oh, okay.
That's the best way to do it.
So
we need to what y'all doing? We can do it right now.
Let's go.
She getting tacos and shit, man.
Well, hold on. Let me run and go get the taco, though. I'm not getting taco. I'm getting a rotisserie chicken. I told you that.
Y'all wilding tonight. This is wild as hell. See what happens when we try to get people together? This is out of control.
Oh, my man. Girl, she's hungry. It's dinner time. What you mean?
Oh, shit.
If Publix would have had the mobile.
See?
Leave her alone.
This shit out of control. So what you got to say about it? Let's just get going. Let's talk about it. What you got to say about this? Now tonight we're going to talk about people in general wanting people that don't want them. Or how you want to?
Oh shit, child! Now that's a whole. Ooh.
Now you want a person that don't want you. All you niggas that's running around here liking the picture and putting all these eyes up under a picture and this, that, and this, and the third. You ain't got a chance, brother. And if you're looking wild and you're messing up the whole vibe and aura that a man is supposed to carry around here with all that fan stuff, man. If you run around here putting on your Sunday's best. And you walking in the club talking about they gotta be on you. They looking at me. They might be looking at you because you're funny looking, man. They don't ain't no guarantee that they want you, man. If you're out of shape and you're looking at a woman that look like she be in the gym 10 times a week, your chances is probably something, brother. Like,
what if she like her really big though?
She might like them like that, but she's gonna have to give you mad flavor. You can't be giving her mad flavor because at the end of the day. You're shooting out of your league. Some people shooting out of their league. Now, if you ain't got no money and you see somebody pull up in the Benz, what you doing walking up to the car?
Yeah, because the oil changed about 200. So, yeah.
Yeah, we not doing that, man. We not coming across. We it's all about reciprocity. So how you going to give reciprocity?
I just think.
You ain't coming with the same energy. So where you at with it? I just feel
all
like
I'm going to say. I mean, I think you should date. You should like what likes you back. Because a lot of people be having champagne taste and beer money. So you got to go where you will be accepted. You gotta dwell in the lands where they appreciate you. And like, yes, I will. Yes, come over this way. I like you. You cool.
Mm-hmm.
Let's vibe. Because it's nothing like trying to overcompensate for somebody's validation and attention because you're doing too much. They don't really like you.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, and you're hurting your feelings. You're hurting your own feelings. Because at the end of the day, you can't double call a person. You can't double text a person. You can't be doing double and triple text. Like if you blessed to get the number, or I tell you a better one, fellas, just give her your number. So she gotta make the first play. You get what I'm saying? You don't ask for the number.
Cause but you hold know, on. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
No, I give the number. I give the number because at the end of the day, it's your choice, baby. You shoot.
But you know what? Guess what? If you just gonna end up being the nigga that be buying like sending Uber, whether I call you first or you call me first, you still gonna end up there.
Well, okay. So this is my thing. I'm a pretty bitch, right? I like to be desired. If I don't feel, it's not a chase. I don't play the game thing, but there is a certain order to things. And when y'all start messing with things and making things out of order, that's where I'll say I'm out. Because I'm not interested. So the whole get your number? No, I need to know that my man is interested in me.
No, I'm showing interest. No, Jan, see, and this is where you guys get off that black and white shit, because it's a gray area. I'm showing you interest by walking up, saying hi, telling you that you're beautiful, saying I like to get to know you. And that, but when we separating from each other, take my number, give me a call sometime when you're free. That's giving you the energy to let you know I ain't pressed, I ain't tripping on you, and I ain't about to be hounding you. Let me know when you are available so I can invite you out on a date. Y'all give y'all numbers out, and then y'all got to block niggas, and y'all talk about a nigga nagging you, talking about, damn, he called me on the first night. He must ain't got no life. Y'all be doing a lot of judgmental shit about that first call, and niggas be trying to play it a certain
way. Wait a minute. What?
I don't want you to stop at you approaching me. I need to know that you're into me, right? Because it plays into the whole you have intentions for me, right? Mm-hmm. The whole you call me when you think of a good place that you want to share with me, and you make a date with me, and you say, I saw this place, or I think me and you should go to this place and have a good conversation and get to know each other. I need all of that. It just don't stop with you approaching me, because now I feel like I got to chase you. And then if I call you, I then have to feel like I need to know where I want to go on a date with you. So now I'm dating you versus you dating me. I don't want that.
You're doing black and white again. You're doing black
and white. Yeah, I am. Because a lot of things are simple, and we make a lot of things very hard. And
a lot of things
in gray areas when it don't need to be. That's where we come to the topic of people be dating, not they leave.
No, we talking about reciprocity. If I come to you and I say, hey, you minding your business. I walk up on you at the bar. And I say, hey, you looking beautiful. I'd like to get to know you. Where do you work at? What you do? What you do for a living? And we have our little rap. We kick it for about 5 or 10 minutes. And I walk away from you and say, hey, I want to leave my number with you. Just give me a call. No pressure. No pressure at all, sweetheart. Just give me a call if you ever find some time you want to continue this conversation. That's smooth shit. Okay,
and then I'm immediately texting you, hey, this is Jen. Give me a call.
And then
walk away.
And then I'm gonna say, I'm locking you in, sweetheart. I'll give you a ring next week.
And then we done. We back on the same day.
Bada boom, bada bing. But if I give you, so listen, this is where y'all make these niggas, y'all make these caveman gorilla niggas, because y'all give y'all pressure, talking about put a little pressure. Cause that's what I hear when a nigga gotta do everything. Y'all want pressure applied. And that's why y'all give y'all number to these weird niggas. And these niggas is calling y'all phone 10 times. Y'all ain't answered the first couple times. Y'all decided y'all ain't interest. Sometimes you give your number to somebody just because the vibe was right then. But you might get home and realize that other nigga you was talking to last week, that's who you really want to kick it with. So you don't answer his phone. Now he hitting your phone all crazy and acting all weird. Niggas do that.
That's a lack of being an adult and having communications. Because I've literally set people down and like, yeah, you know, what I thought was going to be is not be. I mean, I wish you the best. I think you're wonderful. It's not wonderful for me.
That's why I always let the woman empowerment movement stand up and stand strong. Because at the end of the day, if you hit me, then you let me know it's an invitation. A woman has to give an invitation, and I'm all for that. And that's why I do it. It ain't about no, you got to chase me or who chasing. It's about reciprocity. You show interest, I show interest, and we bounce the ball back and forth and get this thing rocking.
Go ahead, Ash.
No, I was about to say, what pisses me off about this dating out of your league thing is a lot of the times, you know, men will jump out of their league for a chick, right? Mm-hmm. And then when it doesn't go the way that he wanted it to go, now he bad mouthing all women. But it's like, bro, you should have knew what it was from the jump. Now all women ain't shit because old girl over here was about this. She was about her paper. She was about this. You, for her attention, she wants to go here. She needs to go here. She not doing this shit over here. She's past that point in her life. So if you're not coming like this and now you mad because you've been doing all of that, but you're still not getting what you're not at where you feel like you should be at with this person. So now, you know, she ain't shit. And the rest of y'all just want this, that, and the third. What's up with that?
Because
back in Clubhouse days, that's all I used to hear.
I feel like this about that, man. I feel like, no, let me get Jen, get your take on it, and then I'm gonna bring it all the way home from the man's
perspective. Okay, so can we talk about this league thing? Mm-hmm. Because I really think that a lot of niggas that quote unquote stay out of their league is a money thing. It's a money and looks thing. But really, a lot of them people, y'all really be in the same league because they really be on the same bullshit. Just is on different streets. You really on the same bullshit. She looking for a nigga to spend money. You looking to trick money off. She looking for a nigga to look good. You looking for a dime piece or whatever y'all quote unquote do. I think that whole thing, that's just a bunch of fools running around in the same circle trying to chase each other tail. When I think about dating outside your league, I'm thinking about growth, mm-hmm. growth, determination, goals, right? So if I'm still maybe unhealed from my last relationship and I get approached by a man that most of the time you kind of run in the same circles. So you could usually tell if he got his head on shoulders, if he healed from certain things, if he ain't bitter about the last woman or his baby mama, if he's really got a peace of mind and he got a purpose, because I'm still salty about my ex relationship, I might be like, yeah, he might be out of my league. Like I might be ready to still be on some toxic shit, not knowing, and he ain't for that. You could tell a man that has character, has morals, have goals and a purpose, and sometimes us women ain't always there, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
I may not be ready to settle down. I might say I want to, but I'm not operating in that. So a man that's ready to settle down, he might be out my league.
Okay, so I'll say this. How would you say a person would know that, man or woman, if they're in the process of healing? Like, we don't know we going through something until we're kind of like on the opposite end of it. In the midst of it, we think we okay. So how would a person recognize that? What are some signs that you would say you seen in your time of dating that made you recognize that you weren't ready?
Self-awareness.
Okay.
If you are aware of how you show up. So if you...
let's do a little role play to see how it is.
Okay. Here you go in these role plays. Okay, Gandhi, go ahead.
That's how you do it. Hey, I've been trying to get up with you, sweetheart. Like, you know, what you been on? You made a date last week. You kind of flaked on me a little bit. You called and said you couldn't make it. I appreciate that. But, you know, it seems like your energy is high one day and then you're not hitting me back the next day. What's going on? You got a man or something? Where you at?
No, I don't got no man. I just been going through some things. It's been a lot of things on my mind right now. And I've been having a hard time being focused. It's nothing personal. But,
is this the time for you today, or should I, you know, step off? I don't want to interrupt your peace.
No, I'm getting some tacos right now.
All right, you want to play. Anyway.
No, I mean, but right there, like, based on what my mind been all over the place.
That's a sign, fellas. Get up out of there.
Get up out of there.
Get up out of here. That's not
because if you because what you came with, you said I came, I wanted to do a date with you. I had a place. Mm-hmm. You had intentions mm-hmm. for me, and I ain't show up.
You ain't show up. So yeah, that's a sign you got to get up out of here. Y'all not. She out of your league. You out of her league.
Right.
Two different pages.
Two different pages.
Ash. Ash, go. See, Ash got that metro, man. Ash got the metro tonight. Oh, she didn't disappear completely. All right, yeah. We keep going. So, but what Ash was saying basically is people basically, you saying that that's just, they just chasing their tail when they playing the game on who won what from who, from each other.
Right.
I think it's a standard that's being set in culture with that one. I don't think a lot of people think on a level that me and you just played out as far as the time and just being off, or you need some time, your schedule is busy with school or the kids or whatever it is. I think people lean more to a certain look or a certain status. A lot of people status dating and look dating. I don't think people are focused on being aligned as far as schedules, ideals, morals, anything like that.
Well, I think that goes back to that other conversation that you had with the young lady when y'all kind of got into like the 5%ers, right? Mm-hmm. And 95% of the world are sheep. Mm-hmm. They are.
Mm-hmm.
They are. You like some of the music y'all think y'all like, y'all don't really like it. It's because they put it on a billboard. They put it in a song. They put it in the show. You've been and seen it 30,000 times on Instagram now. Yeah. Or they play it every hour on the radio. Program. Right. So then you think that you like something because now you see it all the time. Mm-hmm. You see it all the time. It's like, I'm trying to give a good scenario.
I got a scenario right now.
Go ahead.
A lot of women will see me and from first glance like, okay, he taking care of his business and he busy, he doing his thing. So from rip, you like, that's good. You got intention, you moving and with purpose, and it's good. But they don't understand dealing with somebody like myself. It comes with some lonely nights. You get what I'm saying? I'm moving around. I got kids I got to take care of. I got work. I got the gym. You know what I mean? I got to pray. I got to meditate. All these things require time. And so you think you want a person that's well put together and taking care of yourself on a high level until you realize it requires you to be by yourself and for you to be taking care of yourself and not be so needy with the attention of me just to be on the couch with you watching a movie.
Yeah, that's because we look for things to be instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
We thrive off that. And we thrive off being validated.
Facts.
But everything requires work. Everything mm-hmm. requires work. Everything mm-hmm. requires your own attention, your own focus, your own plan, especially for your life.
Man.
And you can't, a lot of times we do a lot of, well, I'm going to say this. Ladies, don't kill me. A lot of women do some manipulative shit. And we do some manipulative shit into the form of we forcing somebody to make a decision for us. Like, we know this relationship got red flags.
Oh,
right? But instead of us making the decisions, like, let me step the fuck about this red flag situation, right? And make a decision, we looking for that other person to come into our life and make a decision for us. So when we're talking about you being having your own regimen and your own life, yeah, you can't get that from a woman that lacks the ability to make decisions about her own life. And because we lack the ability to make those own decisions, we are going to be looking for that validation and that support from another being. But really, these relationships and these dating situations require you to be a person, a whole person. Right? And be able to vet people and make decisions whether this puzzle piece is going to fit into my life and where I'm going to be able to make that puzzle piece fit into his life. And then once you figure that out and you stand firmly in who you are, because a lot of us don't even make decisions of who we are. We let situations determine who we are.
Oh my
we
God.
Let relationships determine who we are. So that's why when you be looking at your homegirl when she was with Billy versus her with Tony versus
two
her
different
with
women.
Me, she three different women.
Yep, yep.
Because we're looking for that validation and that support and allow life to lead us versus us leading life. I made a determination a long time ago. No matter how anybody show up in my life or how anybody treat me, I'm going to show up as Jennifer.
As you should.
You might get a different person depending on how far you piss me off, but most of the time, I'm going to be the same genuine, nice person. I'm always going to stand on what side is right. I'm always going to do that.
That's real.
But that's why you have people that can't fit into that mold you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
because they're looking to be lead through life.
I have to hold on. We got an echo. Ed.
Can y'all hear me?
It's like an echo though. You switch devices.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
You can.
But it's every time I say something, I hear myself again. You hear that, Jennifer?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, I heard it.
See? So you got an echo. Our shit doing. Damn, we was doing good. Hey, Ashley. Ash.
She might have to drop off and come back in.
Oh, the echo gone now. Huh? Fuck it, we gonna keep going. See if I can edit some of this and clean it up. But you're absolutely right. It's tough. It's kind of like a catch 22 though, and I get why it's so hard to wrap your hands around it, especially the way society has programmed us to believe relationships are supposed to go.
Yeah.
Friends depend on friends, right? Would you agree? Would you agree?
To somewhere to sit. I don't require a lot from my friends. So depending mm-hmm. is a strong word for me per se.
What would you call it? What identifies a friendship for you?
A kindred spirit.
So you say that's the energy alone.
Yeah, because I picked you for a reason. I know who I want to be friends with. Mm-hmm. Right, it flows. I ain't got to write you no letter or no friend contract, ask you to circle a box. Like, we pretty much are on the same wavelength. So I'm really only looking for you to show up as you all the time.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. I hear you not in the echo.
No, the echo gone too.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just looking for you to show up as your authentic self, because that's most likely why I chose to be friends with you. So I'm okay if I can't depend on you, if you having a bad day or you got too much going on or like whatever. I'm good.
Okay. I like that.
Damn, y'all was into some good shit.
We were, but we gonna bring it all the way back full circle. So as you come in now, come in with your concept of that you develop when it comes to this mismatched dating situation.
So for me, you gotta be I was gonna say self-aware, but Jen already said that, and but that's huge though, because I think if you're not self-aware, then you could be looking at shit totally different than like you're not looking at it the way you should be. You're not taking it in the way you need to take it in. I think before y'all was talking about how do you know if somebody's not ready. Accountability, self-accountability.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, like, if you know for a fact, like, if you can't look at any past situation and can't see, like, where you fucked up at or wherever, you know what I mean? And you just jumping from one to one to one, like, you're not learning shit, you're not right, you know what I mean? And you shouldn't be dating, because you're going to be taking a lot of stuff a certain type of way when it's not that. It really need, you are the common denominator. You need to chill. So...
I'll say this, though. It takes a lot of experience to realize what your issue is in dating. And everybody be trying to act like, you know, you need to look at yourself and realize sometimes it be the other person, man. I'm just gonna call it what it is.
Now, I'm not saying that.
Sometimes it be just some foul play, and we just be accepting the foul play because what we want it to look like. We be on some delusional shit. We don't be receiving no reciprocity, no attention for real. She ain't never rubbed your back. You always rubbing hers. Like, you know, the shit just be mismatched for me sometimes. And that's when I realized when I was from dating when I was younger to dating, you know, in my older age. I mean, I ain't dating right now. I'm in a relationship. But dating now, it just shows me I got to have reciprocity.
But that's self-awareness, though.
Like that's something that I can't live without. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's self-aware. Like, you know that now. Like you said, you
right.
You know, you made it to that point. Yeah, like we all to jump out the womb being wise and knowing every damn thing. Like, you gotta live and learn. You gotta go mm-hmm. through some things to understand that. So a lot of us, to your point, you
know. Oh shit, she dipped out. But I can tell where she was going. And that's valid. It takes, like, I can give some scenarios and that's what I want to ask you, Jen. Give me one of your scenarios when you was like, I need to tighten up. When you was reaching for a dude and it wasn't coming back the way you thought it was gonna come back and you had to realize you had to let that go. What was it like a breaking point in one of your situations, if you can share?
A breaking point. Ooh.
But he was like, me and this dude ain't dating no more. I'm done. This ain't it. We ain't no match. Might have seen it early, but you played with it because he might have been whatever. And you was like, I'm gonna try to work with him. Y'all some of the greatest women. Y'all be working with a lot of people.
Yeah. Shutting down.
You said when you were shutting down or he was shutting
no,
down?
No, he shut down. He didn't want to talk about anything and he didn't apologize for nothing. Mm. He would just come back like, ain't nothing ever happened. Mm. And we going to be better as friends. There's
how
nothing.
How many chances did you give him for that?
Say it again, Steve.
How many chances did you give
him?
I got a 3-strike rule. But
yeah, yeah, it wasn't 3, it was 2. Mm-hmm. We end up having an argument about him going through my phone.
Why you going through your phone, though? That's some insecure shit.
And then we had an argument about something else. So, yeah, and he just tried to pick up like nothing happened. I was like, oh, no, this was very egregious. We have to talk about this. And he didn't want to talk about it. He said he didn't want to talk about it.
Number one sign, she out of your league. You gotta go through her phone. She's completely out of your league. You're not secure with the position that you hold with her beauty because at the end of the day, you done jumped in that phone out of pocket. So this is a good learning.
Yeah, he did everybody. That. He was in my DMs and everything. He was in my DMs and everything. And
out of your league.
Yeah, he even thought my nephew was somebody trying to talk to me. Like, he was coming to visit. I'm like, no, my nephew just coming to visit. He's like, this nigga said he gonna hit you up when he get in town. Like, yeah, that's my nephew.
Wow, that's right. So wait, does that go for women too?
Absolutely. Let me tell you, if she, for the women, I'll give y'all one for the women. If she say she want to have your baby off the first sex, you out of her league.
You are out of her league.
Wait a minute. That could just be sick. You,
no,
it might not even on the first date. On the first date?
The first stroke you put in that thing, you doing the first couple of strokes.
Or if she say, I love you.
Oh, yeah.
The first time y'all had sex.
Out of league.
Yeah, she infatuated with you.
You out of her league, man. You out of her league. She ain't never had nothing like you. Never had nothing like you.
That's a fact. Usually that I love you.
And then, let me tell you something. Let me go deep now. We're gonna go deep. Now, because I fell for this. If you got somebody that you out of their league, right? So now you feeling like King Kong. That's bad. I had to learn that. dealing with people that's not really on your time, and you being the like the hero, the with the cape on, and you Superman and them, and they got you on this high ass pedestal, is not a good situation you want to put yourself in.
Okay, well, sidebar, can we talk about the men that seek to be saviors, that have this big old gigantic savior complex? Can we we could go past it, but
no, like, we ain't gotta go past it.
I had a man. I was dating someone. Actually, we were dating someone for a long time. It was like something like when I get out of a relationship or he get out of a relationship, we hook back up type of thing. And I was like, dang, why did we never actually like sit down and try to figure this thing out? He's like, oh, because you're not broken enough. I said, what?
Whoa.
He said, you're not broken enough.
Oh, so he wants you to look in the knee.
I know what he was saying.
Go ahead. And because he dated all these young girls or these girls with kids, and he always had these problems and shit like that. And I'm like, yeah, you come, we talk about everything, we hook up, we've been like doing this thing for like 10 years. Not like I was trying to be in a relationship with him. I'm just asking a question because we never sat down and talked about it. And he literally told me, you're not broken enough. So he's like, I like to feel needed. I need to feel needed, and you don't need anybody, to be honest.
Nigga, please.
That's what he told me.
And I was like, that's a little God complex or savior type of shit.
Yeah, out of pocket.
Yeah, but it's a subgroup of men that need that. And one of the things that I've learned when they get to talking, if you see that they like younger women, or if they think like, oh, how old are you? You 30 something? Dang, I thought you was younger than that. That's a sign for me to go the fuck
off. Damsel in distress. Damn. Okay.
Y'all going a little far with the damn.
What you mean?
the man is basically
no.
Help me, Stephen, please.
Okay, well, Stephen, you tell me. He explained it to me, but what I got from it is the
Stephen. He said she wasn't broken enough. What you need to break down broken then?
Okay, Stephen, I'm gonna give you some game. I got a friend, right?
Okay.
Real macho type. I call her macho woman. It's wild, but she aggressive like that. She be moving like that. She used to say stuff like, suck my, like, she, to niggas. Like, she was wild. Like, you know what I'm saying? She was aggressive.
Macho,
like that.
Damn.
She was my best friend. We was cool. We talked like that. So, I told her this years ago. I said, you're not going to understand how to love until you have kids. Because she used to have guys and play with them and play on them and keep them at a distance, not let people in. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She would act like this because she had her guard all the way up and she wanted to handle all her business on her own, never helped, never took nothing from dudes, all this, that, and the third. And I told her that, and she, to this day, every time we connect, you know, I probably talk to her once a year, twice, she'd be like, I remember you told me I wasn't going to know how to love until I have kids. Now let me bring it back to this conversation. He's basically saying, you're not leaving any room for me to show you my attributes as a man. He may be one of those guys that want to handle things and provide things, and he wants you to cherish that and appreciate that, considering that plenty strikes me as. I'm just going to say what strike me as. A woman
don't
that...
Use
a hand,
don't use macho for me.
A woman that handles her own business and tends her own things and feels good about that, you know, that may strike a man that wants to be appreciated, loved, and thought of as, my man gonna handle that. He gonna pump my gas, or he gonna take the trash out, or he gonna ask me, baby, what's up with you? What you stressing about? And whatever you stressing about, make sure that that's taken care of and achieved. Yes, you're gonna have more of an opportunity to do that with a damsel in distress and a younger woman, but at the same time, a woman does have to understand she has to make room for that love to be shown. Just like my friend, she didn't understand how it felt for a man to take care of things because she wasn't taking care of anybody. But as she took care of her kids and did things for her kids, she recognized it'll be nice to have a mate to resemble these type of qualities that I show as a parent to receive that love. She was open to receiving that love the older she got.
With her I don't disagree with what you're saying, but I don't think it was that.
Why you saying?
I'm gonna only tell you why because you haven't had the pleasure to meet me in person. Ashley have. And I'm very feminine. Very
okay.
Very meek, right? Okay. And the guy I currently date right now, he was like, yeah, just a little play we was doing, but he was saying like, you know, it turned me the hell on every time you are so submissive to me because I like I know that you are strong and I could you always handle your business with no problem. Mm-hmm. But when you're around me, because we don't live together, when you're around me, you are absolutely submissive and it turns him the fuck on. This is out of his mouth. And I have always been like that because that's how my mom was. Like, even though she ran a business and mm-hmm. worked a job, when mm-hmm. she was married or when she was in a relationship, very mm-hmm. submissive. There's never, and even my stepmom, even though, like, you know, she had a little bit more educated and made more money than my father towards before they retired, there was no question about who ran the household. So I get those, like, I know those lessons. I know how to make a man feel mm-hmm. needed, feel mm-hmm. desired, and feel wanted without being like hand and foot. Like I don't know which way to turn left or right. Do you want me to use the GPS? I think what sometimes men want when I'm talking about this savior, they want to be the director in somebody's life.
Controlling.
Now that's a difference though.
Right. And I think that's what that was.
Yeah. Right.
But I say it wasn't because he let you come and go. You get what I'm saying? Y'all allowed each other to come and go, so I wouldn't place that upon him. I would say this, his verbiage when he talked to you should have been, you don't allow me to be boom, 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 boom. Because when a woman wants to be submissive to a man, she's going to.
No problem.
No problem. No, I'd been in the hood, and niggas be like, damn, man, she be wild, and how you dealing with her? She don't do that with me, dog.
Show don't.
She don't move like that with me. I don't do none of that. She used to always be cutting into niggas talking to that. I said, bro, she's never talked to me like that. We have a great time. So it is different energies for that, and that's what he should have said. The way I want you, the way I see you being, you don't see me being that for you, and that's why we don't go to that level. That's what he should have said because you got it in you. It's just not for it wasn't for that particular man.
Yeah.
But Ash, you get in there. You get in there, Ash. We've been talking.
I'm just saying, no, like certain people bring it out of you. I just want to agree with it. When she first said that, my thing is when I hear a man say something like that, like you're not broken enough, so you need me to be like, so you basically need me to depend on you for everything.
Mm.
Like for everything. I can't, like, so that's a sense of control to me. That's dangerous. You know what I mean? Like, no, that doesn't make any sense. Don't get me wrong. I totally understand submission, and every man that I have is not going to get that from me. Yeah. Every man you deal with, if every man you've been and you're not still with them or you was never their girlfriend, but you being submissive,
yeah, you don't get that. You don't, and that's no. all I'm saying. You don't get to unlock that. That's no. a whole different thing. Mm-mm. That's a whole different caliber.
Right. It's a certain level of trust in
that. Whoever listens to this, do not be submissive to a nigga you date them. That's great. No.
It's a belief, though. It's a belief. Because I agree with that. But even in dating, we have to be submissive to a degree. Because dating takes effort, and I do have to be willing to say, I could be, watching Pussy Valley, but I'm going to go on a date with dog because I want to see what he's talking about. That ain't a large...
That's not submissive to me, though.
That's to me, if you letting go of something that you want to do for somebody else, you're submitting.
in some in a brief fashion, not in a large way, but in some type of fashion you are. If I'm going to say, you know what, I'm going to work some things around my schedule to fit you in, yeah, that's a bit of submissiveness to me.
No, well, I'm choosing you. I think the word gets used.
Okay, yeah, let's play with it.
Misused a lot, and to me, and based on what I read, the definition as well as how it is stated in the Bible, it's deferring to the lead of your life, to your husband, and he also is deferring to who's above him, which is his spiritual guide, which is God. Mm-hmm. So
the word
if I cannot defer to you if there's no commitment. So if I'm dating you and there's no commitment, like we have not decided to take this thing serious, then I'm how am I deferring to you? Why would I defer to pretty much a stranger? You have not placed yourself into any position in my life other than a person that I know that I at this point creating memories with.
So we submitted to the opportunity.
I'm choosing you. I can choose you, but I think like in order for y'all to eventually get to that role where y'all are in a relationship and you may be submitting in that relationship, yeah, I have to choose you, but I don't like. I think it's still something different because I can choose you.
I think it's all in the same bag, though. Would you say that?
No, because I can choose you and not submit to you. I literally have seen people that are married, and I could definitely tell that. Nobody is submit to nothing. They just free balling the fuck out of it. But they still choose each other every day.
Right.
Choose each other every day.
She's not lying. Because have you ever been around a married couple and they're not on the same page with you? Like, one is just...
How do I say this? Yes, I have.
Yeah, you know, it's like, how are y'all married and that's working? Because she is just... She on this and you on that. And I just don't see how that's working day to day. You know what I mean? Like, submission is...
Yeah, that's tough.
You know, like, if I submit to you, that means, like she said, I'm submitting myself to you, meaning I'm trusting you, right?
I just don't like the word submit. I don't like the word submissive because I don't even use the word. But I don't like the word because it's...
They get a bad rap.
They do.
Because the definition have obedience.
Yeah.
Right.
The definition have obedience. And obedience almost is referred to as slave.
That's my problem with it.
And see, he don't want to be controlled.
But it's really odd for me to hear you say that because you are a very disciplined person and you have set something in your life. So you have to submit to that. And you got that from
I subscribe as far as when it comes up in discussion, like we're discussing it now. I just don't use the verbiage and I don't I don't even call it submission because I more so want to use words like dedicated. I want to use words like joining. I want to use words like choosing. I want to use words like or phrases like showing up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Things that can not be, because when you hear submissive, the instant thought, well, the instant thought that usually goes to people's mind is a woman submitting to a man. And a man has to submit too.
Exactly. So I was just about to say that.
I just don't like it because
you're probably a man that wants to be a partner. This is another thing, ladies. You need to understand how your man want to show up. Mm-hmm. Or the particular man that you choosing, you need to understand how he wants to show up. And it sounds like you have decided to be a partner. Some men decide they want to be princes. Yeah. Some men decide they want to be kings. Some men decide they want to be partners. Yeah. And I think that it's a difference. So that's why that language fits differently for you, which I think is absolutely fine. But women, you also need to know who you want to show up. You can't be dating no partner, but you really want
a king. Someone to lead the show on you.
Yep. Jen, you there?
Jen done went out.
Yeah, she done went out. I mean, I agree with that 100%. I just think, like, what she said. Oh, no, what you said. A man submits to a woman as well. It's a two-way street.
To me.
It's a two-way street.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You bet.
Yeah,
you have to have a plan.
You have a plan. Yeah.
That man should be making the plan. And you submit to that plan. Mm-hmm. And that plan should also be covered in God. It should be covered in the word. So if it's not covered and he don't have a plan, what is y'all submitting to? Y'all just choosing each other every day. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's mm-hmm. all you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Now, when it comes to, and I like where you're going with. I like where you're going with the king versus the partner type of guy. Versus the guy that he just wants to choose you when he wants to choose you. Like it is levels to this thing. And you do have to realize what is your level? What type of person are you looking for? What type of relationship are you looking for? Mm-hmm. What type of time do you have to dedicate? We don't do a lot of realizing and recognizing what we have, what we can afford. Like what type of dates can you afford right now, my nigga? Should you be dating right now?
And also, I think that does dating you bring the like good out of me? Like, what is it? You got to know who you're dating. And in order to do that, that's why what she said, going to back to the very beginning, you got to be self-aware.
Talk about because I'm not a dater. I'll tell you, Ash, I'm not a dater.
Right.
I'm not no grandioso dater. I don't date for real. I used to tell women all the time, oh, I don't date, baby. So we can meet up and see what we're talking about. But I need to have a good conversation with you before I take you out. I don't just go on dates. Dates is some special shit to me. I gotta sit right in front of your face this whole time. I gotta be in public with you. I don't know nothing about you. I don't be dating.
Exactly. I mean, and I think you got to get to know somebody. That's why I'm like, sometimes with date, people get caught up. Like, you could be going out with somebody for a while. You could be dating someone for a while, but you got to think about it. I'm getting dressed up, getting cute, whatever it may be, just to go in front of you. I could put a front on in front of you.
Man, what? And that was my whole problem with dating. My experiences with dating was bad because I go on these grandioso dates. You know what I mean? And it'd be all this, that, and the third. And then you get with the person outside of the date. And it just, the energy ain't there. The vibe ain't right. So it's not to spend all this time with you. All this energy on you. All this money, too. And mm-hmm. and just to come off with a situation that I got to be like, I got to walk away from. To the point where I would still hang on to the situation just because I'd be like, man, we done went on all these dates and shit. I got to at least see what this shit talking about. Fuck it. We at least got to fuck. like I'm at least go ahead and let us go. I'll take her down through there. Let's see what it's hitting on because we done went on all these dates. But I done went to the crib. Now I done went to your crib. You got wires all hanging out your shit. Like, I don't even want to come over your crib for real. But I could have knew this shit off the rip if I would have just pulled up on you one time. Or talk to you on a conversation tip and heard the kids going crazy all in the back. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to invite me over with the kids. Shit like that. And I went on 4 dates with you. You know what I mean?
I think that's one thing we did get right as kids. Like, being on the phone with somebody for 4 hours,
yeah,
12
hours. Yes.
That's
stimulating.
You get to hear somebody's thought patterns.
If I look up and we've been on the phone before, I don't even like people low key. I don't like
that. I tell you. Me and Steven was talking about this, and I said, man, getting to know people is a lot, man. That shit draining.
You know, most of the time, niggas ain't got shit to offer. They take it. But if I can sit and talk, like, and I'm a nerd. Like, I'm a book. Mm-hmm. I'm reading books. Yep. I'm watching movies. Yep. I didn't hit an article and went down a rabbit hole and learned something new.
Now I do a book report in a minute, Jen.
What the hell? If I can sit on the phone and you listening and you engage and you asking me all that shit, the day fire. The day ain't nothing to just us in person because we already been on the phone 7 times, 4 hours each.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you talking about? And I was like, FaceTime. This ain't no FaceTime shit. This is us on the phone, like old, like kids.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So you got people out here right now that you barely talk to this nigga. let's be clear. Like, you barely talking to this nigga on the phone unless he hear you like, oh, what you doing? Oh, you trying to get up tonight? Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, all right. Well, I'll come through get you or whatever. You know, that's the gist of y'all conversation. Every now and then, you know, it might be 20, 30 minutes, but you're not even talking to this nigga. You just be ready to go out.
Got nothing to talk about. He ain't got no topic.
You ready to get
you out of his league?
Yeah, we
completely out of his league. You know, right. you know how I used to weed it out. Hey, you want? Let's go on a walk. Let's go on the river walk. She say no.
Oh, that's
to that.
Romantic. Not you trying to hit
something. Right. No, that ain't romantic at all. You gonna walk and I'm gonna walk and we gonna talk.
And you know, it is, because I've been on dates like that. Even when I come in town, I got, you know, back in the day when I was single, I would come in town and I had a friend and we would go on long walks or runs on the riverfront. Detroit River.
But I'm telling you, when you see, oh yeah, for the right person though, because you can go on the river with a dodo and be like, you know what? We got to the trees.
It's let's quiet.
Let's just turn back around right here. Actually, I actually got to go do something for real. I just wanted to come meet you for real.
Yeah. It was a renaissance to the ferry. Like, yeah, oh, where your car at?
I got to go. We getting far away from the car right now. Let's go and get back to that area. because at the end of the day, everybody can't vibe. Everybody don't know how to break down their day and their emotions.
And that's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. Everybody don't know how to do that. Yeah. So you got to be aware of that when you're trying to stay in your league, stay in your zone. Like, man, what I say the other part, I said, a nigga Jadakiss said, you knowing who you are and staying in your lane is the smartest thing you can do, man. Yeah. That's the smartest thing you can do. Know what type of person I am.
And gradually get to those other lanes on your own time, not because you trying to
you can't be pressed
or
man.
You trying to, you know, yeah, overdo it.
Yeah.
But see, I like what Jen was saying, because it kind of makes the concept of a league being about like how that person makes you feel, good, bad, or indifferent, you know what I mean? Versus, oh, you fine, I'm fine, let's go out.
Talk about it.
It's more than that. That's basic rudimentary shit. Like, that's easy. You know what I mean? That's nothing. So if that's your league, then your league is not high at all. Because if you're dating someone, y'all both fine, okay, cool. She look exactly like how you want her to look. I mean, she checked the box off and everything and some, but guess what? She really is just like she is.
Well, we gotta keep it real. We gotta keep it real though. We gotta keep it real. I gotta stop you.
I get what I'm saying, but hold on. I get it. Looks matter. Right. They do.
No, not even that. Not even that.
What?
Everybody, come on, man. We live it. Niggas is putting Gucci on. Niggas is going to buy things. They ain't got nowhere to live. niggas is going to get Benzes and still staying with their mama, man. Like.
And BBLs and still staying with their mama.
And BBL. Like everybody want everything for the look. So a look will get you a long way with some people, and more power to them people if that's the type of lifestyle they want to live. Everything for the look. You know, there's some artists out here that pay like that Chloe Gunner shit. That shit was a play. That was a look. Michael B. Jordan, other girl shit, that was a look. That shit, them shits don't be real. And some people will go for the look instead of the bond. So, if that's what you into, go for that.
But that's why I said that's that circus. That's the circus.
Yeah, that's the circus. Yeah. If you want to be part of the circus and be on a clown show shit, move off that. Because it's the men women that my niggas will see and be like, damn, dog, why you with her? Because she wasn't top tier 10, you know what I mean? What a nigga see in a magazine or something. So, they look at, damn, nigga, why you hollering there? She ain't even all that, but you love that? You would have, yeah, nigga. She moved like none other.
Right.
Well, let's talk about the niggas that date women to get the approval of their homeboys.
But, oh, that's shit. Hold on.
I ain't got nothing for y'all, fellas.
All right,
let them have all of this, and I'm gonna clear it out.
Up.
I'm gonna be quiet.
Plenty.
Be quiet. I ain't got nothing for y'all.
Oh my God, girl, I jumped about my skin.
That's why I said we need plenty. You see why I said we need plenty? Because she be doing shit like this. I'm gonna get off the way.
I done jumped about my skin with that. Listen, you 40 plus. Still seeking validation from your fucking homeboys.
This is the circus. And this is why, and they be like, oh, any woman, no, you can't. You can't get a woman that is got a peace of mind, that can operate in herself and understand that how she show up in the world is what she gonna get back. You can't get no woman like that. You can get the bozo with the BBL,
but
and take her to the barbershop and then take her to the strip club and post her on the gram. That's what you can get. And this is where you will get the high fives from your homeboy. And this is where you will get the, you know, when you go to the cookout, your uncle be like, oh, that's your shorty. She bought. Like, that's when you're going to get that, if that's what you want. But getting a woman that wants something for you, that's going to pour into you, that's going
to work.
That's gonna actually care about you when
support you.
Talk to
say good morning. How are you? Just call to check on you. You need something?
Right.
Come on,
right.
Now.
Like, price oh, you shit. Didn't do good. You didn't do good on that test. It's okay, baby. You got it. You need what you need. You need price some flashcards. You need peace. You need, you know, time.
I had a guy tell me one time, like, damn, because I asked him, I said, he said something to me. I was like, you're angry. Why, like, let's talk about your anger. What frustrates you about that? Because you get so upset about it. He was like, wait a minute. Wait. And I was like,
you
what?
You can see me. You can, he didn't know you
yeah,
could
like,
see
you
him.
Can see me and you give a fuck. And I'm like, yeah. So what's up? Let's talk about why you angry. And he was just like, damn. Like, I had never had nobody just kind of, like, really ever say that to me before. And I was like, he must not have, because he was so shocked by that shit.
He was out of his league.
You was out of that nigga league. Say it again.
I'm like, so you not tapping into your emotions and shit? Nah, nigga, we get up out of there.
Yeah,
you right.
It'd be hard, and I'm gonna keep it real. We gotta keep it real, cause it's hard to get up out of there when you see, cause everything is we move off potential. We go to school to potentially get a degree. We get in our cars to potentially make it to the grocery store. We go to work to potentially get a check. Like, we move what we are, potential based creatures. Like, we do things for a result. And so when you in the midst of this equation of getting to learn this person and building with this person in, and you do have this ideal of what you want your person to look like, and they might have a look, I get how you can get caught up in trying to make everything else come together.
And it does
take a strong mind. It took me years to master being able to let go of some good sex, being able to let go of some good conversation. It's some women that give great conversation but ain't gonna do shit. talk some real good shit. You'll be like, ooh, this girl, ooh, she could change the nation. But she don't move. She just talk.
Yeah.
And it took me a long time to understand, damn, I gotta let her go, because we gonna be stuck here talking, fucking with her. I'ma be stuck just fucking with more kids, fucking with her. I'ma be broke fucking with her, because she ain't gonna get no job. You get what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
So it does take time for you to grab hold of yourself and put yourself first and understand that if I'm trying to go to minimalism, I cannot deal with a woman that's gonna go want to go shopping every week. And though I love her and care about her, I gotta love and care about you with a limit and a cap on where we're gonna go in this relationship. It's okay to cap it. It's okay to say we only gonna fuck sometimes. Or we only gonna have some good conversation from time to time. Or we only gonna be cool and we ain't even gonna cross into no other barriers, because we know one thing, my lifestyle and your lifestyle will never match. You wanna eat beef, chicken, and steak. I ain't doing that over here. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it takes time to develop that strength to be able to let go of something, because a person might have 7 boxes out of 10 and you like, shit, I can work with that. But can you?
Right. But also with that time, during that time, it's like learning from failed shit. We learn from failed attempts a lot of the time. You know what I mean? If you always getting everything you want, if every time you go after something, you get it. If every time this, that, and the third, it's hard for you to accept when some shit don't go your way or when it's not a certain thing. So when you finally run into that type of shit, and for you the first time, it could be something very small, but yeah, you got told no, or you got rejected, and you just like, oh my fuck. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta go through some shit.
You do. To
understand who you are for real. Cause you know how you is when things are good, but how are you when shit is bad?
Well,
go ahead.
Well, no, to be honest, when it comes to relationships,
yeah,
we pretty much know how to operate in failed relationships. We don't really know how to operate in successful relationships.
Talk about it.
So the behaviors that we are, oh, I do this. This is how I am. Yeah, this is how you are in a failed relationship. Because if it wasn't a failed relationship, you would still be there.
Talk about it. I see that. Oh, shit, G.
Yeah, most of us don't know how to operate in something successful. We know how to operate and fail when it comes to other people. When we're talking about getting together and bumping private parts, mm-hmm, most of the time it's fail. We got failed practice. And I think when you have that self-awareness, it's like, oh, I did this in the last relationship, or I did this in all my relationships. Now I need to do something different with this person. And that person also saying, oh, I need to do something different. Like, I'm not going to let her walk away mad. I'm going to sit her down and tell her, hey, what I just did to you or how I just talked to you, that was wrong, and I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Versus
mm-hmm
letting you walk away. That's mm-hmm when you know you got somebody.
Thanks. Right?
Because yeah, if everything I did in my last relationship, I'm now bringing to this relationship and I expect something different, you insane.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about it.
You insane.
And keep doing the same shit, expecting a different.
Don't let nobody call you no narcissist, because you tell them, hey, you don't know how to treat nobody of my caliber.
That's a little wild.
No, that ain't wild. That's real shit. And I'm fed up. Don't call me no narcissist, because I'm telling you, you're not treat to a person of my caliber. You do not know how to treat me. You ain't never experienced this. Back to what Plenty said. All your niggas drink Anejo, and they smoke weed. All of them. And they niggas buy outfits and shit. I don't do that. That's no value of me. So you do not know how to deal with me. I'm just being honest. And guess what? I don't know how to deal with you. Because if you think that having a good time and fun is only identified with who you seen with and where you go and where you about to be and all that, we not on the same, we're not there.
But what if she hit you with this, though?
What she hit me with?
Teach me.
I'm tired of that, too.
I'm exhausted from that.
I got a very short list, and it's getting shorter.
Exhausted.
Ooh, I can't
show me.
No. This is because the teaching is this pod. That's why I'm happy I'm doing this shit. Because every time I got some shit that I feel like is relevant, I tell, hey, go listen to this podcast. I got a podcast. Oh, 50 minutes about this topic, nigga. I'm not talking. We keep talking to these niggas for free. You know how many niggas I counsel?
Shit. Look, Clubhouse did that. We all should have walked away with some damn chicks.
Man, what?
And some people still didn't learn.
Still
ain't gonna learn. Ain't gonna learn, Jim.
Ain't trying to.
Review.
Yeah, that taught me a lot. Being on Clubhouse, talking, and then turn around and hear the nigga say the exact same shit that he said he was trying to learn not to do.
I can't deal with you, dog. You're not even trying. You just
and then come to you like, I want to learn. Teach me, sis. You know, you read this book. You did this. I like how you operate. And turn around and do the same shit. I ain't doing that. I'm not teaching people how to be decent human beings anymore. I'll teach you how to love me, because loving me is unique. I'll teach you how to be in relations with me.
You talking?
I'm not teaching you how to be a decent person no more.
Not at all. We're not doing, because at the end of the day, that's a you thing. You have to decide that. I can't teach you how to be you.
Mm-mm.
You got to pay attention and start journaling. You got to pay attention and start sitting there and thinking about your transactions and how you, your interactions with people, and how you could have made it a better situation. How you could have. You got to look in the mirror and stop pointing the finger at the opposite sex, or pointing the finger at the opposite race, or pointing the finger. I don't play those games.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very difficult for me to try to teach a person on how to be a decent human being. That's ridiculous. Read a book.
Yeah, and stop going on dates talking about that nigga talk crazy. You sat right across from that nigga talking crazy. Exactly. And then went on the second date with him.
That's what I'm saying. So don't sit up here and tell me, oh, this, he that, I don't like this, he act like this, da 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 da. But you 5 dates in. Wait a minute. How many dates do you need to go on before you realize, like, you already said that it's not you? So at this point, you just like getting free meals. So then when a nigga say that, you hungry.
That gotta stop too. That gotta stop too. all that free meal activity. That's how some free babies get brought into the world. That's how some free divorces.
I'm just saying, you look like a clown.
I'm telling you, because
you look like a clown.
You sit there and get comfortable, right?
Like, you like wasting your time, clearly.
No, some people waste their time right into a relationship, man. I bullshit. They go on enough dates, and a funny looking nigga get to being cute, and all of a sudden, y'all in a motherfucking relationship, and you knew this shit ain't had no spark. But that nigga was just persistent enough and consistent enough, because these niggas be begging for a woman nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Begging for a woman. I don't understand it. But they sitting there, they doing all this, and before you know it, now you in a relationship and y'all done had some kids and y'all done got some situation together, and y'all never were on the same page. Y'all were just around.
Yeah.
Stop letting people convince you that what you just saw in them didn't just happen.
Come on.
That's what really be. Come that's on. What you just explained. You gonna sit there and allow someone convince you that what you just saw and how they just showed up in the world is not what you just saw and how they just showed up in the world. Like, I ain't doing that. And that's what that really be. I'm really a good guy. Yeah, sir, but you call me somebody else's name, or you didn't open the car door, or you took me on a walk. It's like, I'll just play AC.
You on that cheap ass shit, taking me on walks. I worked out early.
Like, he didn't have no attentions for you. Like, he hits you every day, talks about what you're doing, but never could pick a place.
That's real talk.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't let people play on your top or in your face, and stop allowing people to forcing you to make a decision. Just stand on your shit. If you know what you want, if you have sat down, and some of us be doing the Sierra prayer and be, you know, or we praying to Kevin Samuel. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know exactly what you want, and this gentleman or this young lady is not that, stop going on dates with them. Just make a decision. Yeah, you ain't what I want. You ain't what I need at this time or this moment. And then, don't let them keep coming back. Oh, I could be different. No, you've already shown me who you are. I'm gonna believe you. You ain't gotta show me multiple times. It ain't no bad thing. You ain't got to be disrespectful. You ain't got to do none of that. It's like, I want X, Y, Z, and you 1, 2, 3. And I think you're going to be perfect for a bitch that want 1, 2, 3. Oh, man, but I want X, Y, Z. That's it.
There ain't got to be no beef. We ain't got to drag nobody's name through the mud. We could just say, hey, you like it like that? I like it like this. And it's okay.
And it's okay. People out there for us. It's just not us.
Because it's dangerous. And I'm going to tell you, we got to be honest. We are going to lose in the long run. I don't care how much you want to play the game, how much you think that you can be out there and ball just like the men. We are going to lose.
Right.
We have the most to lose. This ain't about you being more emotional because you're a woman. No. The way the world is set up.
Come on.
You are going to lose. Either he going to be crazy. right? And burn your house down or shoot your car up or whatever they do or not. Always doing some crazy shit. Or you gonna fall in love and he gonna switch up on you because you supposed to defer to him, but if he ain't got his shit together, he really ain't the person you want to be with. You deferring to somebody that you wasn't supposed to do that for in the first place. You gonna lose.
Jen, I told so many women in their life. So many women in their life. You know what I told them? You are used to boys. You ain't really developed. You ain't really dealt. No, you ain't had no development in a relationship with a man. You ain't really even seen a man. Some of these niggas, man, some of these women, daddies be boys.
Yeah.
Some of these women, daddies be performing like little boys. And it's tough. It's extremely tough for a woman to decide when that's just the norm. It's just the norm to see a nigga not working. Just the norm for a nigga to be rapping for 15 years. It's just a norm for a nigga not to open the door and for the nigga to be asking you for the keys to your car. It's the norm for a nigga to just move in with you. That's what you done seen. Yo, we gotta break that. We gotta break that shit down and require more out of our men. And the only and I can't do it. I can't require it. People say, why don't you talk to your man? I can't talk to these niggas. I don't have a pussy. But as long as they're getting sex, they're going to continue to perform like this.
Correct. Because we allow it. When, every time
there's nothing I can do. I can tell these niggas. I didn't got into fisticuffs with a nigga over child support.
Correct. Every time we open up our legs to a nigga that we know that don't deserve us, he wins.
So?
You don't have to change. To a lot of simple-minded men, pussy is the
prize. Yep.
So the moment he don't have to do shit, and I'm saying this from my own awareness, the moment a nigga don't have to do much, but you fuck him anyway, he's not going to do anything else.
Ash, I had to stop myself, Ash, from just taking pussy.
I
can't just because you want to give it to me don't mean I gotta take it. I can say no.
Is pussy the prize, Steven, when everybody got one? Because everybody fucking.
That's what I'm saying. But see, it's gonna be the woman that doesn't give it to him. It's gonna be like, well, wait a minute, what? She ain't even trying to. Oh, she not coming up off this at all. You gotta put more time in, and in that time, either you're gonna fall off because it's not happening. Or you gonna see something,
Jen? I done had situations to go right with you. What you said, Ash, to come right off of that. I done had situations to where a woman was like, "No, because you know if I do this, then you locked in. We together. And we gonna do this like this, that, and the third. So, and then when she was ready, I peeled back on her. Nah, not just yet because." I ain't really ready to be all the way locked in with you like that. So let's just keep it where we at now. Keep it cool. It takes maturity to understand the power of that sex.
Yeah.
Now, pussy has the power, I say, because if I tell you, hey, dog, you need to treat women correctly. You need to talk to them right. You need to open doors. You need to be polite. You need to be sound when you talk to a woman. Make sure you're clear in your pronunciation when you're talking to her so she understands you clearly. You need to raise your voice. You need to put your hands down. Don't move your hands all around when you talk to her. If I could talk like that, all cool, fine, and dandy. But if you go home and you done slapped your girl in the face and did all this, that, and third, and she back with you the next day, nigga, fuck what Steve talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I keep getting this pussy by acting like an asshole because women like assholes. From what they feeding based upon the pussy they getting.
And my question is really inquisitive. This ain't me trying to change the rule of the game. I understand. Like I've heard it enough, but I'm still trying to understand. If you're getting so much pussy, and you can get it from anywhere, this is what the guys say. How is it really a prize though? And then if you say. It's not making you fly straight. It ain't making you not cheat. You say pussy can't change you, right? Yep. And if you're getting it so much, Like, how is that particular thing in our life the prize? And I'm trying to correlate it.
I'm about to bring it to you.
I'm trying to correlate it to like participation award, right? Mm-hmm. Or the gold star. Like, mm-hmm. I was a smart bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I got gold stars all the time. So at some point, it was like, oh, another gold star. But the girl that didn't want to read out loud, that was a hit for her. I'm glad I'm on the board. I got a gold star. To me, I was always getting gold stars. She I showed up. Right. I got attention. My attendance is good. My reading skills is good. My arithmetic is good. My math is good. I'm getting gold stars.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't nothing for me. But I understand for someone that ain't getting it. So then when men say pussy is the prize, you ain't really getting it. So everything that you're saying is not true to me. And that's how I'm trying to understand it. I hear it from men, but to me, that's just saying that you ain't really getting it. You're doing all this and you got a lot of failed attempts. So when someone does finally give it to you, you going ham because you ain't used to a woman actually liking you. You ain't used to a woman actually wanting to be around you. Mm-hmm. You ain't used to a woman actually wanting to spread her legs for you.
And
you just trying to disguise it as something else. But really, you just ain't used to a woman. That's how I look at it.
I agree with you. I agree with you to a certain degree because I ain't. This is powerful. See, you about to have me say some real shit. I don't want to be getting
say the real shit. That's what we came here for.
Come on now.
We can go ahead and keep it all the way it being. Now, pussy is powerful for this reason right here. I could be a nigga around here shooting shot at everybody that I think is fine. This, that, and the third, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if the only person I'm knocking down is old bald-headed Sheila up the block, but I'm still getting some pussy, I'm still feeling like my efforts and energy is right because Sheila, let me tell you how strong a woman is. That bald-headed Sheila that don't get no looks, stroking that ego so thoroughly, she's soaking up whatever you say. I get this a lot with married niggas. Me and married niggas don't get along too well. Let me tell you why. Because that one piece of pussy you getting, brother, got you thinking you know every fucking thing in the universe. So they ain't getting a lot of it, Jen. They just getting some of it. And because they're getting it from that person that's stroking their ego, telling them you the best, telling them you the greatest, they start to believe that shit.
Oh shit! And so they can't be confident.
So that confidence. So when y'all see them married niggas, and you're like, damn, what the fuck that nigga looking walking like he on a cloud nine? Cause that one piece of pussy, that made that nigga feel like he the goat. And so that shit is infectious when you see that confidence, cause that's where it come from, pussy. So it ain't that they're getting a lot, Jan. It's that they're getting some. And that some is making them feel like they can get all, but it's a false. For most niggas. And so most niggas are moving on that energy. You have two things can be right at once. You're correct as well. But I just want you to know what one piece of pussy and one woman letting you know the stroke of your ego can do for your attitude and energy towards others. That's why I say what I say about I can talk till I'm blue in the face. But as long as you get that one woman to subscribe to your dumb shit, the world is your place to just run carnage over. Like you're gonna fuck this bitch up based off that one person that's giving you that sex like that.
So yeah, that's what I figured. That's what I figured though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so
that's tough though. That's tough because this the kicker. A nigga will in front of the world, I don't fuck with boy the Sheila. I fuck with.
Come on,
and never hit her though. Never
That's the hit lame
her.
Shit.
Never hit her, but a deny, baby girl, the one that's really really in your corner, rocking with you just because she ain't got the certain look. Niggas do wild nut ass shit out here, man.
Know what I'm saying? But quit the call, and then let's say this.
Yeah.
But bald headed Sheila, heard out there that you acting like that about her. So now bald-headed Sheila got receipts. Yeah. Now bald-headed Sheila, like, oh, nah, nigga, because this. Yeah. Now it's like, this bitch delusional. No, nigga, she not delusional, nigga. That's your bitch, man. This is the circus. This is why I be in the house, Jen.
Y'all have to pay attention how niggas like I can have a conversation and shut the fuck up.
Talk,
I can listen to you. I can listen to you talk. And this ain't like me passing judgment on people. I can listen to you talk and say, oh, we ain't on the same page.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. We ain't on the same page. I could put you on mute and let you go. I could look at you dead in your face and listen to every word you say. Because one thing I am is a very good listener. Now, niggas know me for talking. I'm a very good listener. And I understand when people choose to pick certain words, when they use certain words, what that actually means behind the scenes, how you refer to people, how you refer to things you don't say, your body language, right? And when you pay attention to how people show up and the things that come out of their fucking mouth, if it is not aligned with you, cut your losses. You are now out of their league. That ain't a bad thing. Y'all just on two different lanes. I'm not doing the circus.
No, I'm not doing the circus.
Don't come to me peacocking because you ain't got one piece of ass. Right.
Because
that don't impress me. I give two fucks about who you fuck.
It's equivalent to the girl that dated a ball player and now she thinks she hot stuff. Nah,
and he's not, ma'am. He just like bald-headed Susies. And that's fine. And just because a nigga famous, don't get me started on just because a nigga famous don't mean he ain't going,
right. They be feeling like that. Like I done ran into some situations. I'm like, because it was like, boom, I'm dealing with you. Then we split. You gonna deal with that, and then you try to double back over here, but you coming back with this whole like on some different level type of energy. You trying to come back over here with after you done with that situation, and it's like, baby girl, like you ain't him, nigga. Like you trying to move on. You trying to move on me like, nah, it's some different type of standard that you gotta have, and that's cool. But you know where I'm coming. I'm coming in your mental. I'm not fucking with you on no.
You know how you fuck up.
Buy you that and do this and do that and talking about what you can't come back down to. Well, don't come back down to it.
Right. But guess what? I had you first though, so I know what's up.
Man, listen. You're only back over here because you know the vibes, right?
Because it failed.
Right.
It was operating in a failed relationship.
You dropped your ass.
There we go.
It failed, or you would still be there.
Don't bring me, I tell women, don't bring me little boy business. That's some little boy shit, man. Because that nigga cute. That nigga cuter than you.
But that's why I qualified it early. That money, fame, and attention, to me, that don't make no, or education, that don't make nobody out of your league. You could be educated and be dumb as fuck. Yeah. You just told me that you know how to sit down in class and pay somebody to take your test, right? Or you knew how to follow directions, that don't make you smart.
Correct.
Just because you got money, all money ain't good money.
Right.
And I have no idea if someone just gave it to you. That person actually might be the smart person. You just probably be the person that reap the reward. It doesn't matter. Like,
right.
A lot of shit don't matter.
Yeah. Like what Gilly say? Money can't unlame a lame.
Can you hear me?
You bet.
You could get those tangible things from anywhere. Right. I could pick those things up from the store.
Come on, man.
But when you're trying, you need to use non-tangible things, your character, your mindset, the goals you have for yourself, your personality.
Can't do that. They can't do that because that requires being butt naked.
No, it requires you to have it. In order, you have to possess it in order for you to recognize it.
With nothing on, though.
Right.
So I've, in doing my own you know, just being aware of certain shits, you know, healing myself, doing a whole bunch of other shit. You realize that type of shit. Exactly what she just said. How you treat yourself?
How you show up for you?
If you, like, if you treat your own self like shit, you not gonna give a fuck about me? If it get to that point, or you're gonna want to put so much, it's gonna require so much of me to make you feel good because you don't know how to treat your damn self. You know what I mean? It's a lot. So plenty, you girl.
Man, it be such.
You on fire with your shit? I said plenty on fire with her shit.
She's super on fire, and that's because she understand that. In order, even on that end, you just gotta get in the middle. This shit, because you can go far left with that too, and just be too to hand and foot to a nigga, like you just do anything and everything looking for some exception. Like I had women try to do that, like don't you meal prepping, you doing this, you doing that, baby. Where I had to recognize it, like when you young, that should be good, you be receiving it and taking it. But when you get older, you be looking like, baby, what you doing for you?
Right.
Like, what you
like my mama say.
What you would like to get into? Like what mom say? Cause that be burning me up. Like
what my mom say, everything ain't free. Don't nobody do shit for you for free.
Man, what?
Always know that. You know what I mean? That doesn't mean that everybody in your life that do things for you want, you know, like it's malicious about it, but nothing's free. Right? So she meal prepping. All of this out of nowhere, like, well, you know, you don't have to do that. So, what you doing it for?
Talk about it. And furthermore, what are you doing for you? You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's where the key come in for me. Like, what are your hobbies, sweetheart?
You meal prepping for me, but you don't even meal prep your own meal.
Yeah. What are you interested in? I get being all into your partner and all that, but you gotta be into you, man. And that's how you understand your level. You can't create like you jumping. It's like jumping on a nine foot. You ain't never swim, like you ain't never jumped in the pool before. You gotta get in the pool and understand your level.
Yeah.
Where you feel comfortable at, where you feel good at. Some niggas can't go into that deep end. There's so many people that can't go deep with me. It's impossible for them to. And I only know that because I done went in there and I feel cozy over here.
Mm-hmm.
Some people stay in shallow, and that's cool. But at the end of the day, go recognize it for yourself. I'm only on this deep end because I done walked out here by myself with this shit. I done challenge myself to put down jewelry. I done challenge myself to say I'm not riding with all that hood shit no more. I done challenge myself to say I'm not doing nothing illegal. I done challenge myself to say I ain't riding with guns. I done challenge myself to do this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You got to challenge yourself to change and realize what level you're at so you can find somebody on that same level, everybody. And that's my final words for this shit. What y'all got? What y'all saying?
I think I done learned a couple things tonight, y'all. Furthermore, stay in your league, and we not talking about looks and money.
Stay in your league, man. Stay in your league. What you got, Jen? You really...
You set this on fire. I'm so glad you
really, I'm so glad you came. I want to say thank you. Oh, that's what I want to do. Thank you, thank you.
She in the city. We getting up.
Yeah.
Yep, man. Thank you. I got to come out there and rock with y'all one time.
You definitely do, bro. For real.
Yeah, see how y'all living, man.
Yeah. I missed y'all. You know, these are the type of conversations we used to be going back and forth with, getting at each other.
For real.
Sure. No, but it's like-minded stuff, and it's all fun and games, and it's a lot of respect right here, right? I just want better for people, right? Nice. Stop trying to get the Cracker Jack prize. That's it. Live life, but live life as your authentic self, and find yourself. Just find yourself, and people that is on the same vibe with you, you attract them. When you are off kilter and you over here and you over there and you're trying to do this and you're trying to be like that person, that's when you start attracting all these scatterbrain people.
Mm-hmm.
And you get off kilter. Center yourself and be mindful for where you're at. Like, I think a lot of times we live in the past and we live in the future, and we are never actually mindful for where we're at right now and take stake in that and appreciate that.
Talk about it. And
be present. Be present in your thought process so you can recognize things. Because if you're meeting someone now and you're trying to fit them in your future, but you're never in the now, it won't make sense. And if you're trying to compare them to your past, but you are now here, it ain't gonna make sense. It ain't gonna work. Be present in the now and live life. And you'll be good. I wish that for everybody. That's it. That's all.
That's real.
There she go, Plenty on fire. Oh my God, it was great.
Plenty. Tell, when the last time I talked to you?
Oh, man. When the last time you talked to me?
No, this real shit right now. This is a point. When the last time I talked to you for real? You can't tell me, right?
No, it's been months.
Months. So that says what?
We on the same page.
It don't take no bunch of communication.
It don't take a lot.
It don't take a lot. When you find people that got good energy, it's very easy. It flows easy. It ain't nothing hard. Mm-hmm. It ain't nothing you got to figure out. Ash, before we started doing this shit instantly, right?
Yeah.
When I got back in contact with you. Did it take us a whole month of process to figure out? No, we said, fuck it, we're going to do it, we're going to talk, and we're going to rap how we used to rap.
It's been a year, actually.
It's been longer than months.
I was just about to say that. So when the vibe right, people, it's an easy feel. Let it flow. Stay present and enjoy life, man. Love life. Mm-hmm.
It ain't complicated.
Don't make it complicated. Keep it simple.
You trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. That's it.
As soon as it get complicated, remind yourself who you are and get up out of there.
Mm-hmm. And it's not easy, but you can do it.
But you can do it. We here to help. So Bliss Street is here to help. Plenty here to help. Ash, you here to help?
I'm here.
You're here to help. Don't get it in. All right, Plenty, we got to get you on here again. We had a little technical difficulty at the beginning. I'm going to try to cut some of that out.
Right. Don't buy them cheap ass mics from Amazon.
All our Android, we got an Android representative. You know what I'm saying? We got plenty of Android rep.
Not too much on the Android.
I love y'all.
Right. I love y'all too. Y'all be good. Bliss Street, we out.
All right, thanks.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye-bye.